Worship the true God in Jesus Christ, who is not racist. God created all humanity. His word is as a probing searchlight. It seeks for the secret sins of rebels in all eras, bringing them into divine judgment. Truth is the word of God, which is infallible. Jesus emphasized, St. John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Freedom from lies will give you power against sin. When Moses married the Ethiopian woman, who was a woman of color whom he loved, Miriam and Aaron, Moses' sister and brother, exemplified a vivid expression of racism and hatred, and quickly responded with racial epithets when Moses married the Ethiopian woman. Numbers 12:1, "And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. She was a wise woman of color who believed in the God of Israel. God vehemently rebuked them." Verse 9, "And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them." Verse 10, "And, behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow." God did not allow Aaron to be smitten with leprosy because he quickly repented, and God did not cast him out. However, Miriam did not immediately repent. Therefore, she was smitten with the disease of leprosy. Apostle Paul recognized that many people in his era were lepers because of their sins. 1 Corinthians 11:30, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." The Ethiopian woman was a woman of God with strong spiritual attributes, wherefore, she was compatible to the eminent prophet of God. God ordained Moses to marry the Ethiopian woman. The psalmist wrote this song about the believers in Ethiopia, Psalm 68:31. "Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God." God approved of Moses, and the disease of leprosy did not plague him. Numbers 12:7, "My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house." Moses was the symbolic shadow of God loving all humanity without respect of person. His marriage to the Ethiopian woman was an example throughout all generations, teaching us that God does not exalt one race above another. Jeremiah 13:23, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin?" No. God is the creator of all humanity with diversity, and does not look on our complexion. The Lord articulated, 1 Samuel 16:7, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Remember, the Lord spiritually connected us, who are born again, to one another regardless of our race. God may use an individual, who is not part of your nationality, to be instrumental in saving your life, when others in your race will not come to your rescue. Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, believed in Jeremiah, who was a major prophet of God. He was an instrument from God to save Jeremiah's life. The Jews cast him into a dungeon. None of the Jewish people would help him because they despised Jeremiah's prophecies against them for their wrongdoings, and for killing the prophets of God. Evil people hated Jeremiah, who also was Jewish, because of his prophetic messages, even as they hated Jesus because he was Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Jeremiah 1:19, "And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." Jeremiah 38:7-13, "Now when Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, went forth out of the king's house, and spake to the king, saying, My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, Take from hence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon, before he die. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, Put now these old cast clouts and rotten rags under thine armholes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords, and took him up out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Simon Peter was a strong segregationist until he learned the truth. Acts 10:28, and he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation, but God hath shewed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Verses 34-35, Then Peter opened his mouth, and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. 1 Peter 4:17-18, For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? God will not perpetually tolerate racism. Jesus declared, St. Matthew 25:33, And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Verse 41, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Sheep are a metaphor of righteous people, and goats are a symbol of evil people. He does not separate us because of our nationality or skin color. He separates the righteous from the wicked. The true God does not discriminate. Isaiah 19:25. Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel mine inheritance. King Josiah was Jewish and went against Necho, the Egyptian king, who was not his enemy. The Lord desires for us to be peacemakers and not warmongers. He does not desire for us to be racist and fight against people because of their race. Josiah went to fight the Egyptian king merely because he was an Egyptian. God does not desire for us to hate individuals or nations without cause. Josiah lost his life after many great victories. King Solomon wrote, Proverbs 3:30, Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. The warning of Necho to Josiah, 2 Chronicles 35:21, he sent ambassadors to him, saying, What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war, for God commanded me to make haste, forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not. Josiah did not accept the warning from God through Necho. He thought that God was with him and not with Necho because Necho was an Egyptian. However, God proved that he was with Necho and not with Josiah, who was meddling with God when he fought against Necho. Verses 22-24, Nevertheless Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself, that he might fight with him, and hearkened not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, Have me away, for I am sore wounded. His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Necho defeated Josiah and slayed him in battle. Obviously, he did not believe that God was with Necho, because he was an Egyptian. Conclusion, Job declared that he was no better than anyone else was, although God said that he was a perfect man, because God created all humanity in the wombs of mothers. Job 31:15, Did not he that made me in the womb make him, and did not one fashion us in the womb?